Step 4. Listening for comprehension. Listen to the speech carefully and write down the words and phrases you hear.
We should limit the number of tourists from abroad.
For the past decade, Japan has become a popular travel destination since the government's weak yen policy was implemented in late 2012. In 2008, over 8 million tourists visited Japan. In 2013, there were over 10 million foreign visitors, 13.4 million in 2014, and this number has kept on increasing since. The biggest increases came from China, Hong Kong, South Korea, Vietnam, and Thailand. In 2017, over 28 million people visited Japan, a 19.3% increase from the previous year. The Japanese government's goal is to have 40 million foreign tourists by the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games. Although this is very good news for the Japanese economy, such rapid change has brought problems to everyday life in Japan. To begin, government investments in infrastructure has been slow to adjust. As a result, streets are increasingly more crowded, and public transport services are under greater pressure. Also, there are not enough signs in foreign languages in Japan, which negatively affects transportation and movements in public spaces. Trains are often too crowded for local commuters to sit. Another problem is that few Japanese hotels and businesses are ready to accept payment with foreign credit cards. In addition, Japanese people working in the service industry have yet to adjust to foreign visitors' demands and communication styles. Japanese stores need more staff who can speak foreign languages, mainly English and Chinese. Not only that, Japanese workers must develop greater intercultural communication skills, something that is rarely taught in schools and in company training programs. The sudden increase in foreign tourism in recent years has also begun to affect other aspects of Japanese life. For example, increased demand for products and services has pushed prices up slowly but surely. More importantly, however, the increasing number of foreign visitors has been affecting Japanese daily life and culture directly. The beauty, uniqueness, and character of many Japanese cultural sites has been affected because of huge crowds of tourists who don't always respect local traditions and cultures. What is also sad to observe is that Japanese culture has become increasingly commercialized, especially in shrines and temples where foreign tourists visit mainly to take pictures, often bothering serious worshippers and affecting the calm and quiet atmosphere. This process can, over time, damage the soul of a culture. However, the most unfortunate problem has been greater pollution and environmental damage. Although we can protect our culture in many ways, protecting our nature is much more difficult and, of course, necessary. Again, foreign tourism can be very beneficial to a country's economy. Around the world, tourism and travel account for about 9.5% of GDP. In Japan, however, only 2.2% of the GDP depends on tourism. Tourism is also good for the employment of young people, and it is a great way to present a country's national and local heritage to foreign visitors. However, the government should limit the number of foreign visitors coming every year by at least half, possibly by making tourist visas more difficult to get. This would allow Japanese daily life, society, and culture to adjust, and make sure that we do not lose important features of life in Japan.